Today I'm proclaiming the word of God from the epistle 1 Peter chapters 4 and 5. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, through your word, fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may place our trust in Christ and be lifted up by him to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. In today's reading from 1 Peter, we hear these words: humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourselves, therefore, for this reason, because this is the case. But for what reason? Because of what case? What is the therefore about? Well, to answer this question, we need to go back and listen to the words that come directly before. They're simple words, and they are filled with power from God's Spirit. Listen in. All of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's why we ought to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Now here St. Peter is quoting from the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. It's part of the wisdom tradition of God's people. But St. Peter wasn't writing simply as a wise person handing on good advice. He was writing as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, as someone sent to proclaim the good news of Jesus, to encourage us to receive the gift of life with God. A life that starts right now in this messy world. St. Peter was writing as an ambassador of the Lord, as someone sent to encourage us to be reconciled to God through the forgiveness of sins that Jesus won for us. Now, in this sermon, we'll think about St. Peter's teaching by first going back to some teaching from Jesus that reveals to us the mind of God on what it means practically, here and now, to live in a humble way. But that also reveals to us life in God's eternal kingdom. We'll then look at some of St. Peter's teaching in 1 Peter, especially chapter 5, and consider how it helps us understand Jesus, what he has done for us, and who he is. I'll be proclaiming the good news that Christ is the one who lived a truly humble life, who has been exalted by God, that he is the one who lifts us up to a new way of life with God. Okay, first, let's hear some teaching of Jesus about humility. This is teaching that we read in Luke chapter 14. It's teaching that Jesus gave to powerful people when he was invited to a banquet. Let's listen. When Jesus noticed how the guests chose the places of honour, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honour, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then, in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honoured in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, at first glance, Jesus' words give us practical wisdom, wisdom to keep in mind when we ourselves are invited to a banquet, especially a wedding banquet. There's more formal seating, where there's a centre of action, where the bride and groom are. Jesus is telling us not to push ourselves forward. If we do this, we might be demoted by the host and humiliated before all the guests. Instead, we should choose the less exalted seats, the seats in the back corner, and so give the host an opportunity to bring us up. Now notice that Jesus does not criticize their very human desire for approval, their very human desire to be honored before others. It seems to me that Jesus affirms the reality that to live well as human beings, we need approval, that we need to be honored in front of other human beings. But notice the teaching that Jesus gives. We don't receive real approval and honor by pushing ourselves forward. In fact, this is a recipe for disgrace and humiliation. Rather, we find true honor and approval by willingly taking the lower place and letting others bring us forward. So, on the one hand, he is teaching from Jesus wisdom for social occasions in this world. But notice also that Jesus' teaching is not introduced as good advice, but as a parable. Something deeper is going on here. There will be a divine banquet, an eternal feast, one hosted by the Lord himself. Our this worldly need for approval and honor at things like banquets is a clue to our deeper need to receive approval and honor from God. And to receive this approval and honor, not only in the presence of the human community, but in the presence of angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven. And the path to this approval, to this honor, the path is humility. Now this takes us back to the words of St. Peter. Let's listen again to what he says. And all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. This teaching starts off in our relationships with one another. St. Peter says, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. In fact, if you look at the context, St. Peter has been talking about our relationships with one another, especially in the church, and especially between those who exercise authority and those who are under authority. St. Peter has warnings to those who exercise authority that they should serve willingly and not to feather their own nests, that they should be an example to those whom they serve. Perhaps we could say, as this is St. Peter writing, the one who objected to having his feet washed by the Lord Jesus, the one who denied even knowing Jesus 3 times, that leaders, those who serve with authority, should set an example of being willing to admit their mistakes, of being willing to be served by Jesus. St. Peter also has teaching for those under authority that they should accept Christ-centered authority. But St. Peter is making a more fundamental point that all of us, whatever position we are in, should clothe ourselves in humility, that we should put on humility like putting on an apron, readying ourselves to look to the needs of others. But what then of the need, our need, for approval and honour? Well, St. Peter assures us, God's word assures us, that God sees us, that God knows us, and that God will honour us. St. Peter says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. That God will exalt us, lift us up, honour us in due time, at the right season, when the time is ripe. That he will honour us with words like, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That's why here and now we can cast all our anxiety on God, because he cares for us. He knows our needs, including our need for approval and honour. We can come to God in prayer and trade our anxiety for his peace. In fact, Jesus invites us to come to him in this way, to come to him with our anxieties, with our burdens, including all the anxieties we feel about our status in life, about our identity in this world, about whether there is any hope of finding approval and honour for ourselves. He invites us to come to him. Listen to the invitation that he gives. "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Our Lord Jesus shows that he is the true master. He is the one who is gentle, who is humble of heart. He is the one who can give rest for our souls, who can refresh us at the deepest level by lifting us up into reconciliation, into fellowship, into the approval and honour that only the Father can give. It is Jesus who is our hope, who, though he was in the form of God, as St. Paul writes in Philippians 2, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. And being found in human likeness and human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Come to Jesus, to the one who humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross, to the one who was exalted by God. Jesus is the path of humility. He is the one exalted by God. Come to him, cast your anxieties on him, give your burdens to him. In him you will find the approval and the honour of God. You will be raised up by God and find rest for your soul. May we find this indeed, for Christ's sake. Amen. Let's confess together our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.